visiting with Joe Pikars. He is the head basketball coach of Indian Creek as we go over to Chaminade, Illinois, in DeKalb County. Man, are they having a memorable season. And you talk about great history here. They play in the Little Ten Conference. They celebrated their 101st conference tournament just a couple of weeks ago. But what a year that Indian Creek is put together, home of the Timberwolves. So I got to ask you first up, Coach Pikars, if I go into one of your area towns, Chaminade or Waterman, and I get a haircut at the local barber, I bet you the first thing they probably going to talk about is the Indian Creek Timberwolves and when the next basketball game is, right?
You are absolutely right. We've always had a great community here, both Chaminade, Waterman, and we recently have Pawpaw as well, who is with us. And all those communities for all these years have absolutely loved basketball and have been basketball crazy. But when you have a successful team like this, it just ramps it up even more. And everyone is, our attendance at the games have skyrocketed, and people are excited. And we've got a fun group that is easy to be excited about.
Well, and there's something about that small school vibe when you have these type of seasons. I think your enrollment with the three communities you just mentioned, around 200-some-odd mm-hmm. students. So you do become the talk of the town. So what's the vibe like? I mean, do the kids understand, hey, man, this is glory days right here, and you really have to embrace it and maybe take a moment and kind of drink it in? Because I know when you get in these seasons, I talk to a lot of coaches, even yourself, you're so worried about kind of the next thing. So you play this game tonight, got to worry about game plan for Friday night's game or whatever. Have you taken a moment to drink it in a little bit and appreciate kind of what's going on this year?
We talk about that at all. We talk about that a lot because we want them to be able to enjoy this. It can be when you get to this point of the season and, you know, the expectations have obviously risen and we've gotten the attention that we have received recently, it can start to get stressful. And we've had some team meetings. We do some talk about where we're at mentally and how we're feeling and making sure that they do stop and enjoy what is happening, because this is an opportunity that doesn't happen a lot. And when you've been coaching for a while, you realize that. And sometimes, as you know, the kids might not get that as much. So we want to make sure that they're enjoying the attention that they're getting, because they're putting in a lot of work too. They're not taking this for granted, and they know how they've gotten there. So they need to enjoy the process as well.
It's neat to, you know, I follow the rankings with you know, the local beat I cover, and sometimes you don't learn a lot about kind of the personality of that team. And I thought the Chicago Sun-Times did a great job of capturing kind of what's going on at a small school. And Michael O'Brien is a great preps reporter in the city of Chicago, you know, and covers those Chicago Public League teams and, you know, mid-suburban teams or whatever, students of 4,000. And here he comes to school, 205. So what was the, you know, getting that type of attention and that need of experience in, they say, a daily newspaper in Chicago, they want to talk about the Indian Creek Timberwolves. What about that?
We thought that was just outstanding. I mean, how cool is that, that we could go to the local gas station, pick up a Chicago Sun-Times, open the paper, and there is a huge article about Indian Creek High School and Indian Creek basketball. And it was written great. These kids are working hard, and you can even see the quotes that they put in the paper. They're a good group. It's a good community here, and that captured that beautifully. And it's nice to be able to get. To be able to get that kind of attention, being such a small school that we are, that, you know, we're in the paper right next to, you know, a score of Whitney Young or Simeon,
yeah,
or,
awesome.
Or those. So that's it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think is really neat, I didn't realize this, and I saw the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Twitter account tweeted out, you're the oldest running conference in Illinois. Is that right? Well, I see the 101st conference tournament you just had. That's a pretty neat story, too.
Yeah, we take pride in our Little Ten Conference, and we just celebrated the 101st conference tournament, which is the longest continuous running conference tournament in the state of Illinois. So that it has been going on for 101 consecutive years. And this one that we won on Friday was actually Indian Creek's first ever Little Ten Conference victory. Shabana has won some in the past. Waterman has won some in the past. And Pawpaw have won some in the past. But never as Indian Creek High School have we won one. So this was the first one we have ever won.
So I know Newark's in that conference, the Norsemen. And that's they're no mundane nicknames in the Little Ten either, because I like the Norsemen, I like the Timberwolves. Now, who are some of the other schools in that league?
We have Sominock High School. We have Serena. We have Hinckley. We have Lamoille, Kirkland, and I feel like I'm missing one. Earlville and Leland.
All right,
are the conferences in the school?
All right. So again, only 101 years of that great tournament. So I'm curious, we talk about, the culture of in the vibe of some of these small towns, and I assume there's some farm kids that play on your team. So I assume some of the conversation is like this, where, hey, son, I know you got your name in the Chicago Sun-Times, but, son, you still got some chores to do. You ain't going to get too big for your britches, right?
Oh, I'm sure there is quite a bit of that. Luckily, they're very humbled kids, and we have very humbled families. So I am sure that they are still, when they have chores to do at home, I'm sure they can try and flex at Chicago Sun-Times in front of their parents all they want. And I bet they will say, that's great, go bring it out with you. So.
Yeah, and what's just been the experience been like for you with getting this attention recently? So, when you get the attention, that means more schools see that and they say, well, they got a zero in the loss column. We're going to give them one in the loss column. So what about dealing with all that right now?
Yeah, I mean, probably for about the last month, we've had that where we know we're going to get every team's best shot. We just had a really close game with Moose Heart last night, actually, where they came out and played about as good a basketball as I've seen them play this season. And we know that's the reality of what it is, and that we're going to be playing in front of packed gyms and really excited atmosphere. And honestly, that's what we want when you're only a couple weeks from the postseason. We want to be tested. We want to be able to have good competitive games against some good teams. We've got some really big games coming up against some really good teams, and that should get us ready for the postseason, because we know when the postseason starts, there are no gimmies, and you have to be ready and prepared. So that's what we're focusing on these last couple of weeks. It's not so much about what our record is, it's are we playing our best basketball going into that postseason.
All right, and as we wrap up, I always like to ask, I talked to so many coaches across the state, and the feel, we use the word vibe, whatever you want to call, interscholastic athletics. And this is kind of a shining example of why it's so important that, this to me brings out the best in community. Now, I'm not talking about this is all about sports, because it's not. It's about community, and I know most of these kids on this team are great students. They understand the definition of student athlete. So you got that going for you. Tell me what's still cool about interscholastic athletics in Illinois. Indian Creek is an example of that right now.
I think what interscholastic just in general does is it provides morale to the school. And, when you're going through something like this, like many other schools have with successful athletic teams and just extracurricular activities in general, the morale is so high. And you get our administration has been outstanding in supporting us. The teachers are outstanding. The whole community is outstanding. And it just makes people, it makes the alumni, it makes everybody proud to be a part of the Indian Creek community. And I think when you start to get that, and you have people saying, I am an Indian Creek alum, and I'm proud to be an Indian Creek alum, and I'm proud that this is my basketball team, you're doing something right, and these kids are they're playing basketball the right way. They're playing a fun style. They're fun to watch, and I think you know that's the biggest thing that they should be taking home from what we've done so far this season, is that they are making a community proud and really boosting the morale of what the Chabanel, Waterman, Lee, Paw Paw communities are going through right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love the town names, and you can put the pin on the map and say that's Indian Creek, home of the Timberwolves. And as we speak with Coach Pikars, that Indian Creek team is 25-0. It's been a pleasure visiting with you, Coach, and I wish you the best of luck down the tournament trail as we get rolling into the latter portion of February and March.
I appreciate you.